Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is pleasant tonight. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing cool breezes, while Haifa enjoys clear skies. A calm and warm night is expected throughout the region. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, the U.S. Treasury Secretary expects a deal with Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz could be finalized by Wednesday. This agreement would grant Iran significant control over the waterway. Also, Israel Hayom reports that security recommendations ahead of a potential agreement in Gaza have been revealed. A senior IDF official has stated that strikes and assassinations in the Strip may be paused for 14 days. Also this hour, Walla highlights concerns about a future confrontation with Iran. The U.S. military has reportedly depleted nearly all its long-range precision missiles over the past 5 months. Separately, I-24 News notes that Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have condemned Israeli strikes in Gaza. These nations warn that the ceasefire is at risk. And finally, the Jerusalem Post covers comments by Huckabee, who clarified that Israel did not engineer the migrant crisis at the Spain-Morocco border. He also noted that Hamas has no future in Gaza and warned of overwhelming U.S. strikes on Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio comments on progress in talks with Oman and Iran over the Strait of Hormuz. However, no final agreement has been reached yet. Open source intel revealed that an Indian cargo ship sank after an explosive boat attack in the Red Sea. Fortunately, all 14 crew members, mostly Indian nationals, were rescued. The Times of Israel noted in a recent post that while progress has been made in reopening the Strait of Hormuz, further work remains. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S.-Iran negotiations. The Times of Israel reports that the emerging deal with Oman and Iran focuses on reopening the crucial Strait of Hormuz. This waterway is vital for global oil shipments. The U.S. has reportedly exhausted its long-range precision missiles, raising concerns about military readiness. Turning to Gaza, Israel Hayom shares that a peace council framework may lead to a temporary halt in military actions. This is seen as a strategic move to stabilize the region. However, experts caution that such pauses can give adversaries time to regroup. Meanwhile, the depletion of U.S. missile stockpiles is a pressing issue. Walla highlights that nearly all long-range precision missiles have been used in recent conflicts. This depletion impacts the U.S.'s ability to respond to future threats effectively. Finally, the condemnation from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey places additional pressure on Israel. I-24 News reports that these nations are urging restraint to maintain the fragile ceasefire. The international community watches closely as tensions in the region remain high. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Ireland dismantled an Israeli system from their new government plane. This system was crucial for landing in fog, and its removal has now left the plane unable to operate in such conditions. Separately, Mariv Business discusses the benefits of working directly with insurance companies. Lucia Glass highlights how drivers can save time and reduce hassle by maintaining direct contact with these companies. And finally, Globes notes that Ireland's decision to remove the Elbit fog landing system from their government jet poses a significant risk. The plane is now vulnerable to hazardous weather conditions. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.